wow, that is a speech that I wasn't expecting. That was very presidential. I am going to be giving you, if Janet was speaking to your prefrontal cortex, and I'll be kind of going a little bit further back into the rhinocortex with a few tips. So how many of you is this your first time at CSTE, the conference? Wow. Wow. Welcome. Okay, so I want to start with a few tips for people who are new to the conference. This is sort of my top 10 list. The first thing is stay hydrated. There's a lot of coffee here. Drink a lot of water. Number two, sleep. Make sure you get your 8 hours of sleep. It's easy to stay up late and get up early, so you want to make sure you're well rested. Number three, try and exercise every day. Take a half hour, 45 minutes, and get out and exercise. Number four is socialize. This is really a great opportunity to network with your community. These are your people, and I really recommend going outside of the folks that you already know and try and meet new people every day. The fifth is, if you haven't already done this, take 15 minutes with your agenda and sit down and circle or highlight everything that you absolutely do not want to miss. Put a double star by it or something. And then choose the things that you're really interested in, maybe put a single star by those. And then find the gaps in the agenda where you can take some personal time to get out and maybe enjoy Boise a little bit or take a power nap. Something like that, because it can get really overwhelming. It's only 3 days, but they're long days. The next is try to attend all the plenary sessions. These plenary sessions are usually outstanding, and they're very high yield. Pretty much everybody who goes to the plenaries finds them well worth it. Also, try to attend at least one or two roundtables. The roundtables are a lot different than the breakout sessions in that they're much more didactic and interactive. And I try to go to at least two or three every conference. Also, if you haven't already done this before, and for those of you who are new to the conference, the position statement discussions are also very high yield. This is a big part of what we do at CSTE is create position statements. And of note, you do need to be a member if you're going to vote. And so we really highly recommend anybody who is going to attend any of the position statement discussions to become a member. So please, if you haven't already done so, please do become a member. Also, I really recommend folks to meet your state epidemiologist and your deputy state epidemiologist. This is a great opportunity to do that if you don't already know that person. And then get inspired. You know, get inspired. This is really an opportunity for all of you to rejuvenate. And this time of year is kind of a fun time of year. Summer's on its way. But there's a lot of work that we need to do even in the summer, and so this is a great time to get inspired. And then lastly, get out and enjoy Boise a little bit. I know the Greenbelt, Chris Hahn might say a little bit about this. The rivers right now are very high. It's flood stage, and so the Greenbelt is right next to a river. So it's a long Greenbelt, but it's a little bit flooded in some sections. So kind of you can access it, and then you might have to go away from it and get on it again. But it's pretty close to the convention center here. And then the mountains are not too far. So if you want to get out for a little hike, that would be another good idea. So CSTE has four primary goals that I'd like to share with all of you. First is CSTE is the professional home for applied epidemiologists. And the second is CSTE develops position statements that recommend which diseases and conditions should be under national public health surveillance and what the responses to those diseases should be. The third is strengthening the applied public health workforce through fellowship programs and providing training opportunities. And then lastly, we have an advocacy role in DC and also to some degree in state governments. And in really advocating for the role of epidemiology in the debates about health and healthcare. So this annual conference provides us the unique opportunity to contribute to all of these goals. And I would now like to take this opportunity to recognize everybody who volunteers on one or more of CSTE's numerous steering committees, subcommittees, and work groups. And I'd like to ask all of the subcommittee chairs to please stand. All right, let's give them a round of applause. So next, I would like to announce that the recipient of our second annual Student Scholarship Award went to Carrie Clippinger. Is Carrie here? Ah, there's Carrie in the back. So Carrie, if you can just, yep, she's waving. Carrie's travel, lodging, and attendance at this year's conference is made possible through the generous donations of our members. So congratulations, Carrie, and thank you for all of you who donated to this scholarship. Lastly, I'd like to thank you all for attending the conference this year. And if you're not already a CSTE member, I really encourage you to join today.